Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni Daf Yud Gimel. We are starting the top line with the words of Einam Chover and a villain source of daf. It's right at the beginning of Tes Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. So we conclude with the Joshua how we know that Shtia is included in Achila, that drinking is included in eating. That's because the pasuk had said Loi Sucha Lechol B'Sharecha Ma'aser Deganecha V'Tirasha V'Tzarecha. And we explain that Tirash is referring to wine, and the pasuk refers to it as eating. So we see that drinking wine is really like eating. And the pasuk also said V'Yitzarecha Zusicha. The yitzhar oil is referring to anointing, and that's what our Gemara is telling us. It's not really a drasha midda iraisa; it's just a smach from the pasuk. Because in Teirah Mechoverhu, if you want to say it's a drasha midda iraisa, you'll call of chutzal chayma. Once you get malchus for anointing himself with ma'aser sheni oil outside the walls of Yerushalayim, and our Rabbi Yisrael Mechanina says ain't like a chutzal chayma ella ala chilu shtebol vad. That's a proper girsa. One is only going to get malchus for consuming ma'aser sheni outside the walls of Yerushalayim if he eats it or drinks it, but not if he anoints himself with it. So it must be that it's drasha from the pasuk v'yitzarecha zu. Sicha, the yitzhar, the oil in the pasuk, is talking about sicha, anointing oneself. That's not telling us it's a midday raisa. That's just a smach from the pasuk, because again, one is not going to get malchus for anointing himself with ma'aser sheni oil outside the walls of Yerushalayim. The Gemara continues, minayin sheni mechover. What's another source that this is not a midday raisa? Kedotani, it's like the following raisa. B'Shabbos, in regards to Isra of Shabbos, bein sicha shishal tainug, bein sicha she'ein shal tainug, mutter. Whether we're talking about anointing oneself with oil on Shabbos, and it's just for tainug, it's for enjoyment, or it's not for tainug, it's for refuah, it's mutter, even though we know that refuah on Shabbos is usher. Since one will anoint themselves on Shabbos with oil, not for refuah, just for enjoyment, when he does so, even for refuah, it's okay. We continue with the flip side, Yom Kippurim. If one's anointing with oil on Yom Kippur, bein sicha shishal tainug, bein sicha she'ena shal tainug, it doesn't make a difference if he's doing it to enjoy himself or for refuah purposes. Usser, it's usser, because we know that one of the five main inuyim on Yom Kippur is sicha, and so it's usser in either which way. And petishva with tainus sibur on tishbav or another tainus sibur, besicha shishal tainug usser. If he's anointing himself with oil just to enjoy himself, that's usser. V'she'ena shal tainug, but if it's for refuah, and it's permitted. Avatani, we have a braisa, shava sicha l'shtia l'iser u'l'tashlumin avolay l'aynesh, that sicha and shtia are equated in regards to iser and tashlumin, namely by the iser of a zar, a non-kain, consuming truma. It's also for him to both anoint himself and drink truma oil, and if he did so, he'd be chayv to pay for what he took and a chaymish, an added fifth, but not in regards to the punishment, namely he's not going to get malchus. So we see that sicha is not an iser dai raisa. There might be a law attached to it, but he's not going to get malchus for it. However, we ask, we have a kippurim l'iser avolay l'aynesh, you want to say in regards to Yom Kippur, sicha is only usher, but he's not going to get a punishment. But Tani, we have a brass that tells us, the brass tells very clearly, quoting this pasuk, that we're including sicha and shtia in this iser d'iraisa. However, Rabbi Yochanan attempts to answer, less kan sach. Really, the gear says to take out the word sach, and the pasuk is only talking about drinking. However, Amar Rav Mari, he argues and says, in less kan sach, if you're going to take away the word sach from the girsa, less kan shaisa. So we shouldn't include the word shaisa either, because it can't be that sach is not included, but shtia would be included. Therefore, it must be a contra Abba Mari that Lo Yechalu is only teaching Sach, actually, and Agav Achilu was mentioned. What's the proof? Delachain, Davar Shuba Mishnei Lavin Mitztarif? Because if you don't say this, is it possible to suggest that something that comes from two separate Lavin combines into one? We had said previously that if one eats and drinks Behelim Echad, he's only Chayav one. And if what Rabbi Yechanan is saying is really true, that Shtia is its own Lav learned out of Lo Yechalu, how could it be that if a person ate and drank Behelim Echad, he'd only be Chayav one? That's being mitzarif two separate lavim into only one lav, being mechayvim only one. And that doesn't make sense. It must be from the fact that we say that if he's oichal v'shaisa behelim echad, he's chayv only one, then achil and shti are really the same thing, and the pasuk of lo yechalu is actually telling us about sach. So we've just done away with his attempted raya that sach is not mechover, it's not a josh from the pasuk. Now continuing, Yud Gimel based on top, minayin shu mechover ba'asei. How do we know that there's at least an iser asei min ha-toira of being sach with oil of ma'aser sheni? Again, it's not a lav, as we learned on Amud Aleph, but we do have a right that it's in Iser Asei. Where do we see this? Reb Lazar says, B'shem Rav Simai, when a person says, Vidui Maestres, he recites as follows, V'loi Nasati Menu L'meis, I didn't use my Maestro Sheni for a dead person. Now, Manan Kamen, what are we referring to? Im L'havi Loi Arn V'Tachrichin, if we're saying that the person's reciting, I never used Maestro Sheni to buy an Arun or Tachrichin for a mace, well, that can't be what he's talking about, because Davrshu Asar L'chai, this is something he's not allowed to do even for a live person, meaning he's not allowed to use Maestro Sheni to buy himself an Arun, which would be over here like a closet or a bookcase, or tachrichin meaning clothing, because as we know, ma'aser sheni has to be used to purchase food. So l'chai hu aser, like kol shekein l'meis, if one is not allowed to use ma'aser sheni funds to buy non-edible items for a live person, of course he's not allowed to do so for a mace. Therefore, what's he saying when he's reciting this pasuk, v'lo nesati menu l'meis? It must be that he's talking about something that would be permitted for a live person, and he's saying, I didn't use it for a dead person. And ezu davar shu mutar l'chai v'aser l'meis, what permitted use does ma'aser sheni have for a live person, but not for a dead one? Hava aimer, zusicha. It must be they're referring to anointing oneself, meaning when he recites recites Vidu and Meiser and he says, he's saying that I didn't use Meiser Sheni for a dead person in a way that I'm allowed to for a live person, namely Sicha. So we see an assay regarding Sicha of Meiser Sheni. To explain the Mishnah, the one must use Meiser Sheni to eat something which is normal to eat, and he does not have to eat something which is not normal to eat, or he's not allowed to eat something that's not normal to eat. And we further explain, what does it mean to eat something that's normal to eat? We are not mechayev a person to eat Meiser Sheni bread which had become moldy, or the trimmings of vegetables which nobody eats, or a dish that was ibr tzurasai, which means it got ruined or spoiled. Even though it's Meiser Sheni, he does not have to eat it because it got ruined, and this is not something that a person would normally eat. And v'chein, im u'bigesh leichol t'radin chayin, if a person wants to eat raw beets, alachas chitin chayos, or to chew raw wheat, ein shayim alai, we do not listen to him, meaning we do not allow him to do so because this is not a normal way to eat this food. We continue explaining the Mishnah, ketzel l'shiz davar shadar k'lishtoiz, what does it mean to drink something in a way that it's normally drunk? So ein mechayv v'noise l'shiz, loy nigroin, loy achsegroin, we're not mechayv him to drink a nigroin or achsegroin. This is talking about we had meiser sheni oil that got ruined, so we're not mechayv him to take a nigroin, which is mei silka, water from beets, or achsegroin, which is water from cooked vegetables, and pour it into the oil to make the oil drinkable. And furthermore, v'lo yayin b'shmarin, we're not mechayv him to take meiser sheni wine and drink it with its sediment. That's not a normal way to drink wine. He could just drink the wine itself, and the sediment could be left to go bad, even though it's meiser sheni. Continuing to discuss his usage of meiser sheni liquids, if a person has a toothache, lo yehei megame chametzu pilot, he's not going to take meiser sheni vinegar, swallow it, swish it around, and then spit it out, because that's ruining it. Aval megame behenu b'leia, he could switch it around and fully swallow it. He'd also dip his bread into as much of it as he wants, and there's no problem. He doesn't have to hold himself back, even though it's obvious that he's doing it for a fuah. Still, since he's eating it and he's not wasting it, there's no problem. Furthermore, if his throat is hurting him, he's not going to pour meiser sheni oil into it and then spit it out in order to help his throat feel better. He could pour a lot of meiser sheni oil into a negroin and swallow it that way, and even though this is not necessarily normal usage of the oil, since he is drinking it with a negroin, it's not a problem, and he's also not spitting it out. This is a permitted usage. We continue explaining the Mishnah, one is not allowed to anoint himself with wine or vinegar of meiser sheni, because that's not a normal usage, but he is allowed to anoint himself with oil. And the Gemara tells us, head is hurting him, or he has boils on his head, he's allowed to anoint himself with oil, even though it's clear that he's doing it for a fua, it's still not a problem, because it's a normal use of the oil, but he's not allowed to anoint himself with wine or vinegar of meiser sheni. One is allowed to spice wine of meiser sheni, even though he's not allowed to do so with oil, because the spices absorb some of the meiser sheni oil, and they get thrown out, causing a loss to meiser sheni. One is allowed to do so with the wine, because he drinks all the wine, including the spices. So the Gemara tells us, Yan Meiser Sheni should pit my asr lasuch bai. If he spiced Meiser Sheni wine, which he's allowed to do, he's not allowed to anoint himself with it, whereas Shem Meiser Sheni should pit my mutul asuch bai. If we have spiced Meiser Sheni oil, which is not allowed to be done, as we just explained, one is still allowed to anoint himself with it. So the Gemara Yodan Amar Alpha Atab asks, Ma Bein Zalazeh, what's the difference between this one and that one? And the answer is, Zed Darka Lachain, Vizeh Ain Darka Lachain. This one is normal, and this one is not normal. As we had said, it's not normal to anoint oneself with wine, and therefore, this is a forbidden usage, even though he's allowed to spice it. The permission to spice it has nothing to do with being allowed to anoint oneself with it. Whereas Meiser Sheni oil, even though he's not allowed to spice it, since anointing oneself with oil is a normal use, that's allowed to be done with spiced Meiser Sheni oil. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about oil. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.